Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington. Welcome, everyone. Welcome and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white. And we've got several different things to discuss about God's truth today.
Yes.
And of course, we've got a great clip from Speaker Mike Johnson, who's taking apparently quite a bit of heat because he is a Christian. And you know, boy, just like all the venomous demoniacs from the Bible, every time they see Jesus, boy, you know, it's kind of similar to what happens to people like Speaker Johnson and to anybody else that openly proclaims their faith in that kind of environment. You know, they act like they're insulting you by calling you a Christian.
Exactly. The response to that is America.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You know? Yes, because this clip that we've got today was Speaker Johnson being interviewed by Shannon Bream from Fox News Sunday. And boy, she, you know, as far as appearances go, these non-Christians, these anti-Christians,
yes,
they look very nice. She looks amazing. She is very professional. And then she goes to laying in on him, you know, where she's very curt, very snippy about accusing him of not representing American people by standing there in his faith.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah, if you're gonna stand there as a Christian, there's no way you can represent Americans.
Right. And you know, which is funny coming from the mass media, who purposely inflates their own numbers, saying, oh, half the country is exactly on board with everything we're saying, when in actuality, less than 20% is actually on board with what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so for her to, you know, blatantly come right out and attack him and say, you know, he's not representing Americans at all. That just means he's not representing the Americans in the controlled mass media offices.
Right.
You know, and I think it's even debatable as to whether they're truly Americans in the first place.
No, you know, they're not. They're
communists.
They're Cubans or Chinese or something. They're Europeans.
They've got to be somebody that belongs to another communist-controlled nation because that's what they love so much.
Right. And that's where they need to go. I think they should all go to Palestine.
Exactly. That they should, or
France. Same thing.
Yes. Yes. They need to. They need to understand that where they are is a Christian nation. That you know, if any day you called forth all of the Christians to come and register, the census, the polls, all of the actual facts show that America is still 78 to 80% Christian,
right?
And
self-identifying
as Christian, and so for Fox to take that very, very aggressive stance, saying that he doesn't represent Americans, and basically, who does he think he is? You know.
Yeah.
No, that's just what it looks like in their ugly office.
Isn't that something too? They're so concerned about a Christian in that type of a position being able to make decisions, policy decisions, without their personal religious views influencing their decisions.
Right.
Well, the people that are godless, those godless worldviews are influencing their decisions, and how's that working out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and...
Well, like we keep saying, the Lord's coming back soon.
Yep.
And one day, they're going to have their way. All the Christians are going to be gone.
Yes, that's right.
And it's going to be a perfect world.
Right. And they'll see just exactly what a world looks like when God removes his kind, loving protection that is protecting this nation from the utter throes of communism and from the satanic realm itself.
Yep.
And so
they'll be able to finally build the utopia they've always dreamt of.
Right. They'll get to see what it actually looks like without God.
Yeah.
And so, or at least with God still here, but very, very angry with them.
They're not going to like it.
Nope. Not one bit.
Well, and we are coming apart at the seams. I mean, we're watching this, the whole world, the spirit that's just engulfing the whole world right now. We're seeing more and more videos of Jews being hunted down, chased down, beaten, what they're calling for in the streets. I mean, you know, there is, it is, well, in Europe, it's mostly Muslims that have invaded Europe.
Right.
Here, you've got a lot of these demonstrations, if you will, if you want to call them that, are organized by the communists.
Right,
the Black Lives Matter and those, and so they're going to have a clash between themselves, you know, once they try to topple this, you know, oppressive, what do you want to call it, patriarchal system in America.
That's right.
And, you know, throw away the old ways. And it's just not going to, it's not going to work out good for any of them. But, you know, right now, you know, buckle down and, be ready for the hard times that we were told were going to come, and here they are. So
that's right, and I think it's ramping up and really flying towards the next step that the Bible was, you know, there to offer us comfort through by telling us what was going to happen, and the next thing, of course, being the two-state solution.
Oh.
that's going to happen, this peace agreement that they're trying to broker and negotiate there between Israel and the Palestinians. They're really pushing hard for that. In fact, we have a clip on that as well. We'll share that with you all after the break.
Absolutely. And I have some statistics to go with that as well.
Yep.
So
let's get to the word of the day.
Yes.
So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, which read under the title, The Sealed of Israel. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. And that's it. And so that puts to rest right then and there who they are. Who are the 144,000 sealed of God?
Yes.
It is 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right.
Nobody else.
That's right.
Nobody else. It's strictly the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah, it's not a new denomination,
no,
replacement theology or anything like that.
No, that's right.
And also, you know, it really puts to rest the argument that, you know, the DNA has been corrupted. The people that are occupying Israel right now are not the true Jews.
Right.
You know, and God's coming back to deal with Israel, the nation of Israel,
yeah.
geographical area, which contains Jews. And now I can't attest to what, you know, some of the genealogy of some of them are. Maybe they really are or aren't. I have no idea. But I do know that there's 144,000 of them there.
Yeah.
That God already knows who they are, and they are from those tribes, 12,000 each, 144,000, and they are going to be the witnesses.
That's right.
With the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And that's the whole point of, well, that's one of two main reasons for the tribulation, to Absolutely. Bring Israel into, you know, to redeem them and to unleash his judgment on the wickedness of the world.
That's right. Well, and the Bible notes here, they describe that the first interlude pictures the sealing of the redeemed in order that they may survive the terrors associated with the day of wrath. So how fascinating that it says in verse 3, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. So that is quite the seal to have. If you've got that seal on your forehead,
yeah.
you are going to survive all the terrors associated with the day of wrath.
That's
so
right.
those 144,000, they're not going to be raptured. They're
right.
not going to be taken up off the earth. Instead, they're going to have God's seal placed on their forehead so that they will survive.
During the tribulation, yeah. And he's got angels holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind won't blow on the earth or the sea or on any tree. That's called the calm before the storm.
No kidding. And long enough to get that seal. I think that's quite the astonishing picture to envision all the angels running around making sure that they get each and every one of those 144,000 of the tribes of Israel
right.
sealed on right. their foreheads. And, you know, especially when everybody knows about the mark of the beast
yes.
on the forehead or the hand. But not everybody necessarily knows that the 144,000 have God's seal on their foreheads.
Mm-hmm. And I want to think of a scripture where the angel actually comes back and reports that they've all been marked. But, you know, there's... I want to make sure I look that up first
That's
before
right.
I go any further right. with that. But I do remember an angel reporting that he's actually has... in his hand, the marker or the...
Right, yes. It's the inkwell.
Yes.
It's the, the man with the inkwell, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'd have to reread that again
yeah,
to find out the proper context. Make sure it's this group that we're thinking of, but...
Right.
Yeah.
And some of the other notes here, they describe that the east symbolizes the source of blessing. The seal is the invisible sign of God's protection, not from tribulation and death, but from God's wrath. And so that's also an interesting delineation because right there it says, don't harm them until they've sealed the servants of God on their forehead. But I think that part of God's wrath is necessarily death. Death
yeah.
and protection from the tribulation. So
well, and torment, you know, people being stung by these
right.
creatures that last, you know, the pain, they're in agony for 6 months. They're covered with boils. So
right.
these guys will be protected from those,
yes.
from God's, you know, the bowls being poured out.
Right. Well, and some other things that are interesting in the notes here, it says 144,000 symbolizes completeness. And 1,000
right.
was the basic military division in the camp of Israel. And so the result of 10 times 10 times 10, a perfect cube symbolizing completeness, multiplied by 144 or 12 times 12, symbolizing the faithful remnant of the old plus the new Israel, that is the church, including believing Jews and Gentiles. And this results in the complete spiritual Israel, the entire church militant upon the earth. That's kind of
wow.
an interesting point to make
yeah,
as well.
Interesting
so,
take on that, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That's very, very cool, interesting, and a good another timely discussion.
That's right, yep.
Yeah, well, thanks. And so that is
that.
Revelation...
Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 8.
Okay, got it. All right, cool. God just keeps showing up. So
that's right, because they're all random. They're random turning. So it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Random for us. It's no surprise to him, but good one. Thanks.
That's right.
All right. Well, blessings to all you guys. Stick around. Segment two of the Morning Commute is coming up right after this. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. You can check them out at prepping2-0.com, and we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Lenin put it this way: it does not matter if three-quarters of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And I want to thank all of you who have stepped up to help keep us on the air and support us. We are mostly listener supported, and just $5 or $10, $20, or $50 a month, whatever, doesn't set you back, but will still help us. We're very grateful. And you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the donate to RFR tab to find the different ways that you can support us. And we are very grateful. All right. Well, Lady Liberty, you know, if this was fired up Monday,
right.
Oh man, did you see the story where the Texas government, Texas state of Texas, went in and put up triple standard concertina wire fencing to prevent the illegals from coming in, and because they're completely overwhelmed. I mean, they're just overran.
Right.
And it was working. The federal government came in with a big front end loader with a forklift attachment and scooped up the triple standard concertina wire, the razor wire, and lifted it up for this crowd of hundreds of illegals to just walk right under the fence and walk in. And then there's Border Patrol processing them.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, catch and release.
Oh, my gosh.
Right into the country.
Yep.
This is, I mean, why Texas didn't have the Texas Rangers there and the National Guard to arrest.
Right. Well, and they did, I don't have that article in front of me, though. They did... They filed some sort of paperwork because they're actually suing the Biden admin over that.
Oh,
and so,
well,
so
then we can trust the courts to make sure to do the right thing.
Right. I wish that we could. My gosh. And speaking of courts and prosecutors that can't be trusted, listen to this. This just came out on Truth Social, a statement by Trump himself, where he says, "Wow, just found out that the corrupt and racist Attorney General Letitia James of New York State is financially backed by George Soros.
Oh.
No wonder this Trump case being presided over by a highly partisan and out-of-control judge who found me guilty before the trial even started wouldn't allow a jury and said Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida was worth only $18 million when it is worth 50 to 100 times that amount, has become an embarrassment to the New York judiciary.
Yep.
No new businesses want any part of this charade. It's a witch hunt."
Yes.
And so that's not a surprise. That's not one bit surprising to find out that the Attorney General is financially backed by Soros.
Yeah, I already thought that already. I mean,
right.
I just thought that
her and the mayor.
Oh, right. Oh, geez. Yeah. And these people have vowed to make sure that Trump doesn't, they said that, you know, Trump getting in there was just a fluke and they're going to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Right.
And man, they're not pulling any stops right now. They're not holding anything back.
It's true.
It's, and there's nobody interceding
to take control of the situation and prosecute the criminals. Exactly. And just like we were saying here with the mayor, it says here that deluded mayors demand $5 billion from taxpayers to fix a migrant crisis they welcome to their sanctuary cities.
That's right.
And so it says here, does the American hating hypocrisy know no bounds? No kidding. So here, you know, you've got the New York City mayor who basically instigated this whole ridiculous sanctuary city in the first place, because they received funding. They received federal funding for that.
Right.
And that is a UN program. So that's how the United Nations works, is through all of the federal programs and federal officials, because they're not elected.
It's a big anti-American money laundering scheme used to destroy America, paid for by America.
That's right. Yeah. And so to think that everybody was all on board with taking that money to become sanctuary cities where they welcomed in all of these Muslims when they shouldn't have done that. And now they're welcoming all of the illegal aliens, which should never have been allowed, not even for a second. And so now they're complaining about it.
Well, in fact, New York has moved to, I just saw a report where New York is trying to pay illegals to leave, and they don't want to.
Perfect. It works out really nicely.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yep.
You're talking about shooting yourself in the foot.
No.
Okay,
kidding.
So we've got this first clip coming up here.
Yeah.
Very interesting, speaking of communists.
Right, right. So this first clip is from Senator Bernie Sanders. And you know, what is a self-proclaimed communist, or you know, what they want to mislead you or throw you off course by calling themselves democratic socialists.
Democratic socialists.
Because it's the same exact thing.
Yep.
They've even said it, that, you know, Perestroika brought it about and said, hey, we need to change the name of communism to democratic socialism so that, you know, we throw people off our track a little bit and they can't follow us so easily.
So it'll be more palatable.
Right. Well, So what is old Bernie? He's still kicking around, believe it or not. I mean,
amazing.
He's, you know, all these people, they look like beef jerky at this point.
Yeah, Mr. Formaldehyde.
And they're still walking. You know, I mean, it's like they're like the living dead.
I know that's most of Congress now, it seems like.
I know it. Well, so what does he have to say about this ceasefire? Listen now.
I want to just clarify one thing, Senator, if I might. You support a humanitarian pause in Gaza. Some of your fellow progressives say that there should be a full-on ceasefire, which would require an agreement on both sides to halt the fighting. Do you support a ceasefire? And if not, why not?
Well, I don't know how you can have a ceasefire, permanent ceasefire, with an organization like Hamas, which is dedicated to turmoil and chaos and destroying the state of Israel. And I think what the Arab countries in the region understand, that Hamas has got to go. So what we need right now, the immediate task right now, is to end the bombing, to end the horrific humanitarian disaster, to build, go forward with the entire world for a two-tier, two-state solution to the crisis, to give the Palestinian people hope.
Well, I actually agreed with him right up to the point where he says two-state solution, because that has been attempted over and multiple times.
Right.
In 1937, the Peel Commission, 1947, the UN partition vote, in 67, the Khartoum Summit, 91, the Madrid Conference, in 2000, the Camp David Summit, 2001, the Taba Summit, in 2007, the Annapolis Conference, 2008, the Realignment Plan, in 2010, the Joint Peace Talks, 2013, the Joint Peace Talks, 2019, the Bahrain Workshop, and in 2020, the Trump Peace Plan. In every one of these, Israel said, yes, we will agree to this, even at their own detriment, giving up land and other concessions.
That's right.
In order to have peace. And every time the Palestinians said no, they rejected it. And what they want is for Israel not to exist. They don't want peace.
Exactly.
They want Israel to not exist.
Right. And so for anybody to be acting like, oh, well, we'll just address the humanitarian aspect of the Palestinians. Well, they don't have one. They don't have one. Like you just outlined there, they don't want peace.
They've rejected
at all.
Every single
they
one.
They reject every single one because they want all the Israelis dead.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, just like we keep saying, if Israel didn't belong to the Jews, where did the name Israel even come from?
That's right. And by the way, there was a peace fire. There was a ceasefire right up to October 6th.
That's right.
And who broke the ceasefire? Who's continuing to launch rockets on a day-to-day basis?
That's right.
You know, so nope. Plow through. Don't stop. Don't let up the pressure, and let them release all of the prisoners that they're holding, and then they can put a pause on. That's what Israel said.
There should be no pause. Period. I don't think there should be any pause. That's what war is about. War is about winning, not about let's see how long you can possibly drag it out, and you know, turn a small conflict into a 10-year long war. No, that doesn't make any sense. Get it done quickly and get it over with, because they're the ones that initiated those horrific, brutal attacks that even other Hamas, I don't know if you want to call them soldiers, other Hamas terrorists said was worse than ISIS.
That's right.
And so, just get rid of them. They just don't even, I totally agree with Netanyahu that they all just have to be, they either can move away or they have to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And so, and if they don't, they will continue to just terrorize and brutally murder every chance they get.
That's what they said they're going to do. I mean, that's their clear goal. And we see it even in the streets of Europe and America, where with these calls for the killing and death of all Jews and Israel to be gotten rid of.
Right.
You know, some of the Black Lives Matter or hippies or whatever, they want to just call for peace and have a ceasefire and the poor people and the occupation and everything else. But they're the ones that are just paid to be there. The real Palestinians, pro-Hamas, they want Israel dead, all Jews.
That's right. Well, and to make matters worse, just yesterday, CIA director from America, Director Burns, arrived in Israel yesterday. That can't be good.
Yeah. Nothing good can come from that. Oh my
That's
gosh.
For sure.
Well, all right. Well, we're out of time, but you guys have a blessed and a safe day. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.